I like to entertain an audience. My idol, Duke Ellington, did that. You know, he had a great way of reaching an audience, making it an entertaining evening, and also playing some great, serious music at the same time, as did Louis Armstrong.
In the dance halls of the 1920s, a soulful young son of the blues was pushing its way into ragtime, vaudeville, and Tin Pan Alley music. With spectacular instrumental style, brilliant arrangements of Armstrong, Goodman, Ellington, and so many others, jazz would subsume all those forms and become America's music. And a young aristocrat from Peru, Indiana, would give those men and the world songs with real style. Just ahead, Ken Poplawski, Bucky Pizzarelli, Wycliffe Gordon, and Jay Linhart show us just how soulful and smart that upstart music could be. On stage at Dizzy's Club, overlooking Central Park, it's Jazz at Lincoln Center. I'm Wendell Pierce. We're glad you're here. Biographer David Ewing dubbed Cole Porter the Great Sophisticate. Most of the composers of New York's Tin Pan Alley, Irving Berlin, Richard Rodgers, George Gershwin, were New York bred from working class immigrant roots. Cole Porter came from a family of wealth and privilege in Peru, Indiana. Before the First World War was over, he had written Yale University's Bulldog Fight Song, dropped out of Harvard Law, joined the French Foreign Legion, and lived in Paris the life of his lyrics. In 1956, Porter penned the music for the Bing Crosby-Louis Armstrong duet in the film High Society. At Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, Ken Poplawski, Bucky Pizzarelli, and their quintet recreate I Love You, Samantha.
Thank you.
I love you, Samantha. Tim Poplawski on clarinet. Guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli. Derek Smith on piano. David Fink playing the bass. And Chuck Redd on vibes from Dizzy's Club in the House of Swing. You can find the video of the original Louis Armstrong-Bing Crosby duet at jalc.org/more resources. Benny Goodman used to include that song in his performances that helped make jazz the all-American music. Ken Poplawski, Bucky Pizzarelli, and their pianist Derek Smith are all graduates of Goodman's Bandstand.
Very tough band leader. I think we went through almost a drummer a week. Very demanding, but he got results. He was a real stickler for everybody having their own strong sense of time and melody, too.
Ken Poplawski, at the suggestion of longtime jazz booker and producer Todd Barkin, formed this quintet to play the Benny Goodman songbook. And in that volume, there's a very special place for Cole Porter.
He's one of the more interesting composers, and he wrote a lot of these very long-form songs, 64 bars instead of the usual 32, and great, rich harmonic sense, and real surprising chord changes and key changes within the song.
You can hear it in this next tune with its major minor key changes that would influence John Coltrane's Fifth House. This is What Is This Thing Called Love?
Thank you.
Clarinetist Ken Poplawski, Lucky Pizzarelli on guitar, Derek Smith at the piano, David Fink on bass, and Chuck Redd at the drums. What is this thing called love? Did you hear that major to minor shift? The song was supposedly inspired by a native Moroccan dance that Cole Porter found in his wide travels. Despite an inauspicious run of only 2 weeks for his first Broadway musical in 1916, Cole Porter was prolific. He created over 500 songs for 26 Broadway shows and 18 films. I've Got You Under My Skin, Anything Goes, Just One of Those Things are all a large part of what we mean when we talk about the Great American Songbook. This one is from the 1941 film called You'll Never Get Rich. At Dizzy's, Ken Poplawski, Bucky Pizzarelli, and the quintet go dream dancing. Thank you.
Yeah, Dream Dancing. Yes, indeed. Ken Poplowski, come to put under your pillow. Ken Poplowski, clarinet and tenor saxophone, the great Bucky Pizzarelli. Let's hear it for Bucky. One and only Bucky Pizzarelli. Derek Smith on the piano. David Fink on the bass, the great David Fink. Magnificent Chuck Redd on the drums and the vibe.
Did you dance something stupid do? Did you dance bump bump stupid do? Did you dance bump bump stupid do ba?
Do ba?
Did you dance bump bump stupid do?
As traditional jazz evolved to become swing and found a national audience, engaging that audience became just as important as playing for them. Fats Waller, Louis Armstrong, and the duo of Slim and Slam brought humor into their acts, but never sacrificed the music. In that same spirit, trombonist Wycliffe Gordon and bass man Jay Lenhart combined some shrewd lyrics, a little scat, and some good-natured ribbing of each other. On stage at Dizzy's, they've even been known to swap trombone and bass parts. On this classic, Lester Leaps In.
wah 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 wah
Lester leaps in with vocals by trombonist Wycliffe Gordon and bassist Jay Lenhart, Ted Rosenthal on piano, and Alvin Atkinson at the drums.
One, two, a one, two, three. Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Gordon.
Yes, Mr. Lenhart.
Well, I'll tell you what I think we ought to do.
What's that?
Let's make some music. Oh, pretty music. Bass and trombone, just me and you.
Oh, Mr. Lenhart.
Oh, yes, Mr. Gordon.
Well, that sounds like a fine idea to me. Well, you can play the bass and moan. I will sing and play trombone. I think that it will all work splendidly.
Jay Lenhart has had a storied career, playing bass with Thad Jones, Judy Garland, and even Ozzy Osbourne. But it's his sly lyrics and humorous vignettes that draw audiences in. And at a concert in downtown New York, they drew in trombonist Wycliffe Gordon, too.
It was just a natural marriage, because when I play, I like to kind of tell my story, and Jay's good at doing the same thing instrumentally, but also he's mastered the art of doing that with the words and the songs, and I'm still amazed by it, even though we've been doing it together for a couple of years now.
Gordon, known as Pinecone for his Waynesboro, Georgia piney wood roots, got started in 1989, joining both Wynton Marsalis's septet and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. These days, he's a man in demand as a trombonist, teacher, arranger, and composer. He also plays the didgeridoo, scats, and sings. When he began pairing up with Jay Lenhart, he found he could do it all in one place. This is Wycliffe Gordon's own Toast My Bread.
Well, your beauty needs no explanation that anyone can see. While life is worth a living, and you're worth all the giving, if you'd only share life with me. I've only one thing to ask of you. It's simple and it's plain, so please don't dread. Darling, I will gladly show my love for you. So would you please toast my bread? Oh, babe, that's pretty simple, right? That's not much. Keep your toes a little bread. Why don't you toast my bread? Then add a little butter. I'd love you like no other. That's what I said.
That's what he said.
I said toast my bread, then bring in a little sunshine.
Little sunshine.
Oh, how I gladly will make you mine. If you just toast my bread. Why, you can put my bread in your toaster, then mash it down.
Mash it down.
Warm, baby, and let the heat heat it up until it turns toasty, roasty, golden brown. I said toast my bread and bring in little sunshine. Oh, how I gladly will make you mine. If you just toast my bread. Why don't you toast a little bread for me? We make it down south. So you let the heat heat it up until it turns. You get toasty, roasty, golden brown. I said toast my bread. Then bring in a little sunshine. Now, that's a smile, you know. I gladly will make you mine. If you just toast my bread. Oh, babe. So if you want to bring jam.
If you want to bring jam.
Spread a little jelly.
And spread a little jelly.
Or you can even put it on me ham.
Put it on me ham.
Oh, yes, it's so good in me belly.
Oh, so good in
me belly. Oh, yes, I'll be betting your day. Rabble do de ple do do de say. Robo do bo bo do ple de 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 do de. Spoolie de.
Wycliffe Gordon, Toast My Bread, with the bassist Jay Lenhardt on vocals, Ted Rosenthal playing the piano, and Alvin Atkinson on the drums. You won't be surprised to know that Gordon's vocal style is influenced by the great Louis Armstrong. Armstrong, with his gravelly voice, was an unlikely troubadour, but he sang the way he played, with style, phrasing, and the warmth that will influence vocalists around the planet forever. And when Wyclef Pinecone Gordon heard Pops Armstrong sing with Ella Fitzgerald, even our staunch Georgia native was enticed from his roots to perform this tune, Stars Fell on Alabama.
Thank you.
Stars Fell on Alabama, the 1934 standard by Frank Perkins. Wycliffe Gordon on trombone with Ted Rosenthal on the piano. You can check out that Armstrong and Fitzgerald duet that inspired Wycliffe Gordon on our website at jalc.org/more resources. Now it's time for Messrs. Gordon and Linhart to bring this episode to a close with music and advice from the master, Duke Ellington.
Do what do I do?
Swing. The tune credited to Duke Ellington and Irving Mills. The performers on stage at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola in the House of Swing, Jazz at Lincoln Center. Wycliffe Gordon on trombone, Jay Lenhart on bass, both sharing the vocals, with Ted Rosenthal on piano and Alvin Atkinson at the drums. Jazz at Lincoln Center Radio is produced at Murray Street. This edition was written by Alexa Lim. Our producers are Steve Rath and David Gorin with Alexa Lim. The recordings were by Jeff Jones and Todd Barkin in the XM Studios at the House of Swing. Additional recordings by Jenny Lawson at WWNO in New Orleans. Don't forget, you can find Louis Armstrong, Cole Porter, and lots of music by Duke Ellington, all at JALC.org. Thanks to Matthew Long Middleton and Adam Pogoff. The executive director of Jazz at Lincoln Center is Adrian Ellis. Cat Henry supervises our recordings and broadcasts, and the artistic director is Wenton Marsalis. I'm Wendell Pierce. Thanks for joining us.